Hey y'all, welcome or welcome back to Motions the Podcast. This is a platform where we have moderately candid discussions, so let's discuss something. So y'all, I am sitting here pumping, and I just was like, all right, I need to talk about it. So let's talk about it. So I wanted to talk about this long, ugly word called trichotillomania, if I'm even pronouncing it correctly, but the spelling is trichotillomania. It is a hair pulling disorder, and I'm reading this from Google. It says, a disorder that involves recurrent, irresistible urges to pull out body hair. The urges involve pulling out hair from the scalp, eyebrows, and other areas of the body. Symptoms include compulsive hair pulling and hair loss, such as bald patches on the scalp, social and work functioning may be affected. Treatment options include counseling and medications such as antidepressants. So I wanted to talk about this because I know a couple of people around me who do this. This hair pulling. But most importantly, I am a victim of this hair pulling. I want to talk about this because I have been talking about good habits and I have been talking about bad habits. Excuse me. Some of the good habits that I'm trying to curate in my life is working on my podcast or the home healthcare business every day. Reading or going to the gym. So those are the three things that I want to do every day. At least two out of the three, but you know. So a bad habit that I am in the process of depleting from my life is hair pulling. And this is so crazy because I'm talking about this. Excuse me, it's crazy because I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it like on a freaking large platform. Like everybody know my business now. And I'm not ashamed. Sorry y'all, I got a new mic and I don't think I'm going to keep this mic, but I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to talk about it because it's more common than I think it is. And it's so crazy how I don't think enough people know about it. I also had learned like this disease, I'm not gonna say disease, this disorder is related to like ADHD and stuff like that. So let me just talk about like myself. So for me personally, and also I'm kind of whispering because it's 10 o'clock at night and the baby is asleep, so of course I don't want to wake him up. But so sorry, I just forgot what I was saying. But anyway, for me, yeah, it is related to ADHD. And I'm not the type that'll sit here and try to like diagnose myself and try to be, you know, so technical about things and this and that, carrying on and going forth. I'm not the type that'll just throw one thing on, oh, I'm doing this because I have this. I've never been the type to label myself. So, but I did hear that that does correlate. Of course, I have never been, I think I've talked about this before, but I have never been clinically diagnosed with like ADHD, but I definitely have been diagnosed with having anxiety. But not like on like a major clinical sense, but I know I was having like my heart just was beat really, 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 really fast. So when I did go to the doctors, they did put me on some type of medication or whatever, but it made me feel very weird. So I was rarely taking it. So I want to say I've always been like real antsy, itsy, jittery. If you know me, I was like a wow person. I was hype. Let me not say wow. I probably would, you could probably could say wow too, but I was a very hype person. Like I was very hype, very wow, like on 10, like always on 10. I don't know what that was about, but anyway, I want to say me pulling my hair started after I came home from college in 2015. I want to say that's when it started for real. Oh my gosh, y'all, this is an ugly episode because this is an ugly topic. But what happened? But yeah, one day I was sitting in the bed because I came home to my mother just having a 2-bedroom, so of course it's her room and then my little sister room. So I came home sitting on the bed, and one day I just happened to look. I wanted to look behind the bed. It was a day bed. When I tell you, it was so much hair on the floor, I couldn't make a fucking hairball. That shit was insane. Insane. I didn't like pay it no attention or mind or whatever the case is, but I did mention it to my mother, and of course, nothing was done. But I definitely did mention it to my mother. So, like, as life was going on, I would notice I could do it for hours. If I'm sitting there not doing anything, or like just needing time to pass by while I'm sitting there on my phone, I would do it literally for hours. Like hours and hours. Okay, let me not say hours and hours, but I would do it for a long ass time if I'm sitting there like and nobody is around or whatever. Or honestly, it probably depends on who is around if they're really paying attention. But yeah, so first of all, let me tell y'all how I'm sitting here pumping for 11 minutes and it's nothing in this thing. I'm not sure what is going on. But anyway, it's so much hair on the floor. Like it's so much hair on the floor. So, I used to be like keeping track of like how much hair I was actually pulling out. And I'm just like, damn, like this is a lot of hair. So, fast forward to like, okay, this was 2015. Fast forward to like 2017, I believe it was. Maybe 2018. 2018. Maybe 20. No, sorry, y'all. It was like 2019. Like 2019 or 2020, actually, is when I finally wanted to do something about the hair. Well, actually, maybe I'm going too fast, y'all. Okay, so that's when I noticed it. I noticed it in 2015 when I came home from college. Then I noticed that I would be pulling. It don't matter. Like I'm pulling. I just will be pulling. Like I'm pulling the edges of my hair, I'm pulling the back of my hair. My edges is bald. The back of my hair is bald. Like, like it's just bald at the time. So, when I came home from college at that time, I'm sorry, y'all, I feel like I'm just dragging this shit along, but what the hell? Oh, but so yeah, I'm wow, it's 9 minutes. Hold up, y'all, because I can't believe I haven't talked about a fuck ass thing. Anyway, y'all. Okay, so I'm noticing my edges is like, just thinning or whatever the case is. So everything is growing except for my edges. So mind you, I take my Shahada, which is me converting to Islam, in like 2016. I have the hijab on all the time. I would go. This is crazy how I'm talking about these ugly ass habits, but I would go underneath my hijab and just be pulling my hair. Like, I could be at work. I could be at school. Like, anything. Like, I could just be doing that underneath my hijab. And the hijab was actually like a cover up for real of me. What I want to say? It was a cover up because you could never see my hair. So you. I might look beautiful. I might like look cute, covered, whatever the case is, with my hijab on. But once I took that hijab off, let me tell you, baby, dookie breeds in after looking a fucking mess, just looking cruddy as hell. So I'm just like, damn, like, oh my goodness. So fast forward to 2020 is when I got my hair cut. I started getting my natural hair done more, and my coworker who was on my hair, she actually shaved the back of my head, and I had to start over. Now, I want to say that helped because it was nothing back there, and then when it grew like more fine, I guess you could say. But I told myself if I'm gonna do this, it's no point for me to do it and just be, whatever. So I was just making an attempt to stop. So then, that's when I think like 2020, yeah, me and Manuel started dating, shortly after all of that or whatever. So he wouldn't notice that I would do it. And he would just be like, that shit make my skin crawl. He would just be in disgust. Like, he would just be in so much disgust. And it just used to be like embarrassing. But it couldn't be that embarrassing because I was still doing it. And it's like, you can't just stop when you've been doing that. For years, and no one has gotten you help. Like, the problem with black people is sometimes they don't pay attention to their people well enough, whereas though they are getting help or talking it out or whatever the case is. So, once I got in a relationship is when I started buckling down on myself more because it was an unattractive character trait, and I was on the urge of losing my relationship because of that. Yeah, like it was that serious, and I didn't only stop because I was about to lose my relationship, but also it was because it was just like, why am I doing this? Like, I have to find the verdict of what triggers me to do this. And when I sat there, and thought about it, y'all, I'm just like, how you gonna be a grown ass woman pulling your hair? Like, you're about to be 30 years old. I'm about to be 27 this year. How I'm be a grown woman that I'm trying to flourish into, that I'm currently flourishing into, and I'm sitting there pulling my freaking hair. Like, that is not a grown ass, fine ass woman character trait. That is a freaking, I don't even know. That's bummy. Like, you're a bum. You're a bum. You nasty. Like, why are you sitting there pulling your hair, y'all? Like, damn. Hair can't even grow for real because you freaking pulling it. Like, damn. I don't know if it's the kink that is satisfactory or the pull. I don't know what it is, y'all. I don't know. But I do know that it's a sense of comfort. It's very comforting. And somebody might think, how can something like that be comforting? Like, what kind of comfort do you get out of something like that? But as crazy as it sounds, it is comforting. It is soothing. Me, I always feel like I have to be doing something, especially with my hands. Gotta be doing something. Gotta be doing something. That's why I need to get like fidget spinners and like some type of something that I can have in my hand. But also, I do need to learn how to control it, and I need to stop. I need to relax. I need to calm down. I need to be okay with doing absolutely nothing. It's hard, but it is doable. On the chart to how to break a bad habit, the first law is to make it invisible. So what I do is I try to always have my hair braided or like have it soft because, well, honestly, sometimes when it's soft, it still doesn't make a difference, but it makes more of a difference than when my hair is dry. But if my hair is like well moisturized and stuff like that, or if it's flat iron, I'm not going to sit there and pull it. So make it invisible so I'll have it braided up where so I can't touch it. The second law is okay, so make it invisible means to reduce exposure, remove the cues of your bad habits from your environment. Okay, y'all, so that's why I say have it braided. Make it unattractive. Reframe your mindset. Highlight the benefits of avoiding your bad habits. The benefits would be my fucking hair growing. The benefits would also would be me being more confident and like just embracing me, like me just not being so anxious. Like me just being a grown ass, classy ass woman, because that is some bum activity. Make it difficult. Increase friction. Increase the number of steps between you and your bad habits. Use a commitment device. Restrict your future choices from choices to the ones that benefit you. So to make this difficult, I don't know what I would do to make that difficult. Maybe like always be in the presence of somebody, but I don't want that to be like an enabler because I'm not around somebody. I mean, because when I'm not around somebody, I'm gonna do it. You feel me? So I don't want that to be like, I don't know what I'm gonna do for that part, y'all. But make it unsatisfying. That shit is already unsatisfying. When I can look in the mirror and I can see, like, oh my gosh, y'all. My left side of my head is shorter than the right side. I think the girl who did my braids cut my hair. But at the same time, when I be having, like, my wash and goes, before I learned about doing different products and stuff like that, using different products, my bushes would get really dry. So I would sit there and pull the kinks. And of course you're breaking off your freaking hair. So I think that's why my left side is like more broken off than my right. 'Cause of course my right is my dominant hand, but I do it more with my left. So that's unsatisfying. Sitting here seeing my fucking hair be like just choppy as shit. Like, come on. Like, that shit is crazy. And y'all, like, I seen my little sister do it. My cousin do it. I don't mean to put y'all business out there, but my cousin do it. This girl on Instagram that I follow, she does it. I saw somebody on a, where was I at? I was on a goddamn plane or the tr I was somewhere. I didn't know this girl from Adam and Eve, but I seen her pulling her hair. And I was like, I used to do that. She said, do what? I said, pull my hair because of anxiety or because it was very comforting. Like, sometimes I really just don't know why I do it. I'm trying to get down to the bottom of it. And she was like, oh my gosh, I can't stop. And it's so crazy how common this nasty ass thing is. Like, it's so common. It's so common. I don't think enough people talking about it. Now, y'all, I have saw like a post say something about people will eat their hairs or like floss it through their teeth. Now, I ain't doing all that. And if you are doing that, I do feel like you really should talk to somebody. Even if you aren't doing it, you should still talk to somebody. I have not went to the furthest extent yet to go and see a counselor, a therapist, but I am because I'm an advocate for therapy. Well, let me say, I strongly advise people to see therapists, but I have not. I don't have a therapist, but also I try to be my own therapist. But I do need to go see a therapist, so yeah. But I am gonna go see a therapist about that because I don't like it, and I feel like it's linked to something else. Like, it's no reason why I should be doing that, and I should find that soothing. But it is decreasing, like, the amount that I do it is decreasing. Like, I really be having to fight the urge, and I want y'all to fight the urge with me. Like, anxiety is really, that shit will take over your body if you let it. Like, we have to find a way to get unanxious. And if y'all don't do this or y'all can't relate to it, whatever the case is, like, I just want y'all to pay attention to people to see if you see somebody doing it. And don't be a dickhead about it. Just like kindly ask them how they doing, or like maybe like lather your way into the conversation, because they might, it might, honestly, it might make or break somebody. So just be careful about, because this is a sensitive topic that I can't even believe I'm sitting here talking about publicly to. However, it's a million, more than a million people out here in the world. And when my platform does reach hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds of people will know what the hell I'm going through. So it's a very sensitive topic, and it's a very ugly topic, but it's a real topic. Like, at the end of the day, my platform is for me to tell y'all or explain. Let me say that. My platform is for me to discuss with y'all the shit that be going on. Like, I'm not here to preach about nothing. I'm here to discuss. Like, I'm not here to preach nor teach. I'm just discussing things. Like, this is a platform where we have moderately candid discussions. And if you don't know what those words mean, look them up. But I say all this to say, y'all, work on your anxiety. Work on being less anxious. Because this shit is dumb. This shit is stupid. But you gotta acknowledge it. And you gotta, like, just be a better person for yourself. I don't want my son to see me doing this. Because he does it. It's so fucking crazy. Oh my gosh, excuse my language, but it's crazy because I be seeing him pull his hair. Of course, he don't know, but oh my gosh. And that's another reason why I'd be like, I gotta stop. I gotta stop. I gotta stop. But anyway, y'all, I'm not gonna talk y'all heads off too much about this topic because I could go on and on and on. But I have this book that I'm gonna read. I want to, I'm sitting here still pumping. It's literally no milk coming out. I don't know what's going on. But it's called Emotional Detox for Anxiety, 7 Steps to Release. I'm going to just turn this off because this is making me mad. But, Seven steps to release anxiety and energize joy. So I'm gonna tap into this because I actually read. It's by Sharyana Boyle. She got another book called. It's just called Emotional Detox. So I already read that one. So I'm gonna read this one too. I can honestly say my anxiety has gone down. But I don't want it to be like, I don't want to read this book because I'm not 100% going through like bad anxiety, but it's still there regardless. So I am going to read it. So yeah, y'all, stay beautiful, stay stress free, stay sucker free, and keep your hands down from off your face, off your body. And off of your hair. I'm saying that for myself, but I'm definitely saying it for y'all because I want us all to fight this nasty ass habit, bruh. We got to, and we really will. And if y'all listen to this episode, message me. Like this, first of all, if y'all follow my podcast page or y'all listen to my podcast, clearly y'all like me, like y'all feel what I'm going through and y'all can relate to it. So like don't sit there and think like I'm going to judge y'all, whatever the case is, because first of all, I'm telling y'all my ish. This is my story. So let me know y'all, like let me know why y'all do it or like what do you do to stop? You know, like DM me or y'all can use the link in my link tree to email me. Whatever y'all want to do, but just holler at me about it because I want to know y'all. But that's all I have for y'all today. We are going to break these bad habits. This one in particular. It's getting gone. Like, that's what I want for my 27th birthday, to not be doing that shit no more. So, I will talk to y'all next Monday.